Walker's best friend laughed at the small Roman numeral tattoo Green had gotten on his biceps. That's what you ended up getting? Walker looked down at the tattoo that represented the year he became a SEAL and shrugged. I'm too sexy to cover up this body. The team howled with laughter since Shane's back and chest were covered with as many tats as the Navy would let him have. Shane softly punched Walker in the stomach as he laughed. Walker blew out the playful punch and started to pull on his gear. He loved these guys. They were his brothers, and there was no one better to tease than family. Your sister doesn't have a problem with them, Wecker said with a grin as he held out his arms to the oohs of the other men. Walker shook his head as he finished strapping on everything he would need for the rescue. It's a damn good thing you love her, or I'd have to kill you. I'd hate for my little sister to be a widow at 30. Edie and he were 4 years apart and had become inseparable since their parents passed away 10 years before. He'd attended her college graduation, and she'd encouraged him to follow his dreams after his second combat deployment with the SEALs, to try out for this elite group made up of the best of combat-tested SEALs. When Walker became a SEAL, his sister had moved from their small hometown of Shadows Landing, South Carolina, to Virginia Beach to be closer to him. After joining DevGru, Walker had introduced her to his squad. Shane had gone from bad boy to loving husband in less than a year. Their second anniversary was in 3 days. Okay, enough harping on Walker for being a coward when it comes to needles, Judd Melville teased as everyone quieted down for their orders. Cal, you and Larson take the bow. There you'll trigger the fire alarm, but I don't want a big explosion, just something that will bring some of them to us. You got it. Larson nodded as he double-checked his pack for the tools he'd need. Walker, you'll take the starboard entrance a quarter of the way up the bow while Shane will insert at port side. Rick, starboard beam, and Joe, port beam. Perry and I will take the stern nearest the bridge. We'll move in a wave pattern building up to breach the bridge. Walker nodded. He would board and wait for the fire to be set. Then Cal would reach him and Larson would reach Shane. Together they'd move forward, meeting up and spreading out with Joe and Rick and taking out any of the pirates who came to check the fire. They'd split off quietly and join Judd and Perry to regain control of the ship. Let's go, men. Tomorrow we'll look back on tonight and it will seem like an easy day, Judd said, as they walked through the ship to board the Rib. A 3-man crew would be with them to drive the boat and man the onboard weapons. Walker took a deep breath, closed his eyes, and said a quick prayer to St. Michael before climbing on board. The large cargo vessel loomed as if it were a ghost ship. The lights were off and no one was visible on the bridge near the stern of the ship. Judd made the motion to ready themselves as the throttle lessened to hide the noise of their arrival. They sliced through the waves toward the ship as Walker and the rest of the men pressed themselves against the Rib and tried to disappear from sight. Spray from the ocean splashed Walker and his team, but they didn't mind. They were frogmen. Being in the water was second nature to them. The Rib slowed, and at Judd's silent order, Cal and Larson scurried up the bow and went to work setting their trap. Less than a minute later, Walker began to climb the rope one of the crewmen had secured, with Shane right behind him. The cargo ship didn't echo their silent footfalls, as one by one each member of the Red Wolf team boarded the hostile vessel and moved toward the bridge along the rail. Huge containers towered over them like skyscrapers, covering them in shadow until they emerged at the stern of the ship. As Walker scanned the bridge with his scope, he saw Judd and Perry move into position. It's a go, Walker whispered. Cal nodded and pressed the remote detonator. A second later, a distant fire alarm could be heard. Something's not right, Shane said as he scanned the area. No one is moving. No lights, no people, no pirates. We're moving in, Judd said over the comms. They had climbed the 10 stories up, but the plan was for them not to move in until the pirates had shown themselves. Wait for us, Walker replied as he gave the order to climb. Judd didn't answer back as he and Perry breached the bridge. Walker cursed and took off up the metal stairs, rifle in hand, as he continually scanned for hostiles. The metal stairs groaned and creaked as they raced up them. At the top, Walker held a fist to stop his team. He held up 3 fingers and motioned to the far side of the bridge. Cal, Larson, and Joe took off for the far door to the bridge while Walker, Shane, and Rick got into position.